Hello, everyone, and welcome to Papa Hector's podcast. So in today's episode, we're going to go into the evil eye. Before we get into that topic, let me go ahead and remind you, subscribe to me over on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, Spotify, or any of your other favorite podcast apps. And you can also find me at HectorSalva.com, where you can sign up for the newsletter. And check me out on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Hungan Hector. So, today, we're going to discuss the evil eye. The evil eye is a very popular, common belief around the world, and it's shared amongst many cultures and many traditions. Okay? Believe in the evil eye. It's actually a very old belief. Okay? In which people believe, or there's a belief in which negative energy, okay, that passes through the eye causes material harm, causes harm onto another individual. So the evil eye is where the eye, through a certain way that people look at you, through a glare, through a gaze at you, okay, that negative energy is directed and can cause you bad luck, harm, injury, and all kinds of other negative happenings. So, let's get into the evil eye. Let's talk about the eye itself. So, the eye, we often say in the spiritual world, is the eye are the windows to the soul. It's a very common saying, even in your secular world, is that the eyes are the window to the soul. As being the window, they're also a window for energy. In fact, if you look at individuals and you look at them in the eyes, okay, you can get a sense of where they're at energetically. There's, in fact, a whole sector of work known as iridology, where people do readings of the eye in order to find out what's wrong with you, whether you're sick or something is basically wrong. You know, what is wrong with you health-wise? In our Hispanic background, Puerto Rico DR, we call the evil eye mal de ojo, right? Evil of eye. And the most powerful or strongest mal de ojo comes from jealousy. So when people have jealousy towards you, and it's directed at you, it can start to cause you problems, especially in whatever it was that they were jealous about. And in our culture, evil eye centers around jealousy, envy, and covetousness, wanting what other people have. And when someone is suffering from the evil eye, okay, it affects most strongly a person's health. But it also affects a person's family, their relationships, their money, their jobs, their love life, and often, very heavily, their speech. So that miscommunications become something normal around this individual. Children are more susceptible, and babies are more susceptible to the evil eye than adults. And so in our culture, a special type of stone, and known as an asabache, is usually given to a child to wear as a bracelet, especially little babies. Okay? That stone absorbs the evil eye, stopping it from affecting the person wearing it. In the old times, these bracelets, asabache bracelets, were made with red coral as well as the mano, which means a black hand made out of asabache. And that black hand is balled up into a fist. And sometimes also is given a red cord or a red string to protect against the evil eye. So the evil eye works to destroy communication between individuals, and also often whatever it was that the evil eye was directed because of. Meaning, if someone directed the evil eye to you because they were jealous of you financially, the evil eye will start to affect your finances. If their jealousy was over your love relationship, the negativity starts to affect your relationship, especially talking, meaning the speech interaction, communication. When children end up with the evil eye, often causes health issues such as inability to eat, lots of stomach-based issues, stomach problems, inability to, aside from eat and stomach problems, but also, let me think how you put this. Insomnia, weakness, fevers, eye problems, and becoming colicky. That's the word. Being very colicky, having a bad temperament. Some individuals have such strong energy that they actually direct the evil eye without intending or knowing it. In fact, much of the evil eye that gets thrown around is unintentional. Many people cannot help but to feel as jealous as they feel of others. It's a human condition. So many times the evil eye is unintentionally directed towards others. If you're not in control of your own energies, and if you're someone who has strong tendencies towards jealousy, or you may have noticed people have strong jealousy towards you, you may be suffering at some degree of the evil eye. Now, there's many methods that are used to protect against the evil eye. One of the most popular ones are the evil eye bracelets or evil eye charms. These are charms, usually blue, sometimes red. Now they make them in all kinds of colors. In the old days, it was traditionally blue. Okay? And it was traditionally a blue eye or a green eye. And this would be consecrated by a spiritual healer in a specific way and worn, so that when the evil eye is directed your way, it hits upon this eye and deflects it. This eye deflects the evil eye. So one of the most popular charms, especially nowadays, you can find them pretty much everywhere, is an evil eye bracelet, an evil eye charm, which features an eye. The other one is what's known as the Hamsa hand. I don't really have a good description of this. Maybe I'll use the picture of the Hamsa hand as the image for this podcast. The Hamsa hand is a hand sometimes having an eye in it, with a Mediterranean motif, okay? And the Hamsa hand is used to protect against the evil eye, giving the hand sign of, like, stop. Like when you put your hands up, telling someone to stop. Okay? So the Hamsa hand is used as well to protect against the evil eye. It's one of the symbols that's really heavily associated with spirituality as well. And this is often placed like inside the home, but there are also necklaces and charms that people wear so that they can keep the Hamsa hand on them. The evil eye can be directed towards someone's home, and that's why various types of house protections are placed. There are people that will be jealous of your home life, how your house is, what you have versus what they don't have. The evil eye is all about that. It's all about, like, basically what one has versus what someone else doesn't have. It's a jealousy thing. And if you're highly susceptible to it, meaning that you are the target of a lot of the evil eye, one of the best things that you can do is get a proper protection for yourself so that you're not constantly suffering its effects. Because the evil eye, because of its power to create blockages in communication, can create a whole host of blockages and problems. And the more the evil eye is directed towards you, so the more that you get attacked by the evil eye, the more its effects snowball and become stronger over time. So the stronger the evil eye becomes over time, it snowballs, creating situations that are worse and worse. So if you are suffering from the evil eye, what is suggested, what we recommend, is cleansing followed by protection. You need to cleanse and remove that negative energy that's been attached to you, and then follow that by having protection against the evil eye. Science itself, I don't remember where, so don't ask me where, but science itself has done tests, and I read about these tests, about how energy actually does flow outwards from the eyes, and it can be measured, okay, where science has measured the amount of energy flowing out of people's eyes, and not only can it flow out of people's eyes, but different individuals have different amounts of energy that flow from their eyes. So basically, certain individuals have more energy, stronger energies, coming out of their eyes than others. What else science found was that when people had negative thoughts, negative experiences, the energy from the eyes that was released was greater. More energy came out the eye when basically a person was in a negative state. And when a person was in a more neutral or positive state, less energy flowed out. So this is interesting because it confirms everything that has been being taught by the spiritual traditions all over the world and by spiritual masters and teachers all over the world about how energy flows out of the eyes and can be harmful unto others. If you're an individual who has a lot of jealousy, and if you've never heard my podcast before and this is your first one, then, and you don't know me, then you should know that here in my space, it's of no judgments. Hey, sometimes you can't help it. It's a human condition. If you're an individual that suffers from having a lot of jealousy of others, not only does the evil eye come out towards others, but a great deal of energy is being lost by you. A great deal of energy is being thrown, directed out of your eyes, and so it's going to affect you, although it's going to affect you differently. It's going to make you tired. It's going to wear you out. And like I said, it's a human condition. So there are times where you may not be able to help but to be jealous. And that extra energy flowing out of your eyes weakens your own system. It fatigues your own system. It fatigues your own energy body. And causes its own set of health and energetic issues upon the person who's constantly throwing out the evil eye. There is a way to correct it. And one of the ways to correct it is to basically get your life right. And we can help you do that if that's what you really want to do, so that you don't have to be jealous of others. Jealousy means that basically things are not flowing for you the way that you want them to flow. There are other goals that you haven't met that maybe you see others have met. And so by getting your life right, we can start to recuperate your energies and start to direct them towards things that are going to create improvements for you. The evil eye is mainly destructive. So it causes problems upon the enemy. But unless it's really well worked, meaning like the person knows what they're doing with it, it doesn't usually benefit the person throwing the evil eye, other than the fact that an individual has been harmed. And like I said, it ends up throwing out a lot of their own energies, causing weakness and tiredness. Every once in a while, there are individuals who not only are they able to direct the evil eye, but they're able to actually benefit from it by destroying others. They attract the goodness unto themselves. This does happen, but it's more rare. Okay? And so, in this case, these individuals experience lots of ups and downs because their luck kind of comes when someone else is being harmed. Some people often say, like, well, why would someone be jealous of me? What do I have that someone would be jealous of? Why are people so jealous of me? My life is not that awesome for people to be jealous. That's what some people say. However, oftentimes, as my grandmother would say, no matter how bad your life is, no matter how little you think you have, someone else has less than you or believes that they do. And it doesn't matter if they really have less than you or they just think they do. People will find a reason to be jealous of you. No matter how little you have or what you're lacking, there will be people who will be jealous of the little that you have or what they think you have, whether or not it's true. So it is something that happens very, very frequently. And many individuals don't understand why they have the constant regular issues that they're having. And at its most simplest, basic thing, many times these individuals are the victims of the evil eye. So, that's basically what I have to say on this topic. If you have something you'd like to add or to say, feel free to send us a message. We are in November 2019. We're about to be in November 2019. This November 2nd, 2019, we'll be having our Gede ceremony. Very excited. It's just a few days away. You may want to check it out on our events page. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, Spotify. And check me out at HectorSalva.com, where you can connect with all my medias and everything else.
So until next time, keep the faith.